guardrails, gatekeepers, and growth, archive cracks, down as OpenAI reorgs and AI safety tools spread. Good morning. It's Sunday, May 17th. Today's AI story is about control. Over the last day or so, the signal wasn't bigger models. It was who gets to shape behavior, the research platforms trying to stop AI slop, the model companies reorganizing for an agent-first future, the platforms expanding defenses against synthetic impersonation, and the governments testing what broad AI access could look like in practice. First up, Archiff is drawing a much harder line on careless AI-generated research. TechCrunch reports that the preprint repository will ban authors for a year if submissions contain clear evidence that the authors let an LLM generate material they did not actually check. The examples Archiff highlighted are telling: hallucinated references, stray comments to or from the model, and other signs that nobody seriously reviewed the output. This is not a ban on using AI in research. It is a warning that authors still own the result. That matters because Archive sits upstream of a huge amount of scientific circulation. If the platform tightens standards, universities, labs, and tool vendors are likely to tighten theirs too. Second, OpenAI is continuing to consolidate around products and agents. TechCrunch says co-founder Greg Brockman is now officially taking charge of product strategy, with Wired first reporting the shift. The reported plan is to bring ChatGPT and Codex closer together into a unified experience. OpenAI told TechCrunch this fits its broader goal of one platform and one core product team spanning ChatGPT, Codex, and the API. That may sound like internal org chart news, but it is more than that. It signals that the biggest labs increasingly believe the winning surface is not a collection of separate tools. It is one agentic environment that can chat, code, and act. Third, distribution is becoming national strategy. Engadget reports that OpenAI is offering 1 year of ChatGPT Plus to Maltese residents and citizens, which OpenAI described as a first-of-its-kind partnership at country scale. There is a catch, and it matters. Users have to complete an AI course developed by the University of Malta before claiming the subscription. That makes this more than a promo. Malta is testing a public model for AI adoption tied to literacy, identity verification, and responsible use. Fourth, the AI safety stack is getting more operational. Engadget reports that YouTube is expanding its likeness detection tool to all creators age 18 and older. The system scans uploaded videos for possible unauthorized use of a person's face and gives people a path to request removal. Users still have to enroll, verify identity, and review the matches themselves, so this is not full automation. But it is a meaningful shift from headline-level concern about deepfakes toward an actual workflow for detection and takedown. Expect more platforms to move from policy pages to operational compliance tools. And fifth, one of the more interesting discussion pieces of the day came from VentureBeat, which argued that enterprises may be automating away the very entry-level work that creates future human experts. The core idea is that AI still needs capable human evaluators in law, finance, engineering, and medicine. But those evaluators develop by doing junior work first. If companies eliminate too much of that layer, they may weaken their own long-term ability to supervise and improve AI systems. So the big takeaway this morning is this: the market is moving from raw capability to governed capability. The leaders are no longer just asking what AI can do. They are asking who verifies it, who packages it, who gets access to it, and who cleans up the damage when it goes wrong. Business idea: launch an AI provenance and consent compliance service for enterprises and creator platforms. The product would track where AI-generated or AI-assisted content came from, require human sign-off before publication, and maintain audit trails for citations, likeness permissions, and removal workflows. The buyers are universities, research publishers, marketing agencies, creator networks, and enterprise knowledge teams. Why now? Archive's tougher enforcement and YouTube's likeness tooling show that AI compliance is moving from abstract policy to operational requirement. What makes it defensible is workflow depth, integrations with publishing systems, digital asset management tools, creator platforms, and internal approval chains make the product sticky, while the compliance history becomes a valuable data set customers do not want to rebuild elsewhere. That's the briefing for May 17th.